Howdy, and welcome to today's episode of This Week in Texas. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. Here's your brief update on what you can expect in Texas politics today, Tuesday, April 20th. The overall Texas House of Representatives will convene at 10 a.m. today. They'll take up consider 57 bills. 30 of them will be heard for the first time by the whole body. The most notable of these are House Bill 3257 by State Representative Phil King, a Republican from Weatherford. This bill would create the Commission on Anti-Semitism. If passed, the commission would have 9 members and be attached to the Texas Historical Commission. The intent of the commission, as expressed in the bill, is to serve in an advisory status on any anti-Semitism that exists in Texas, as well as make any recommendations to address the issue in the future. Another bill, House Bill 2374 by State Representative Scott Sanford, Republican from McKinney. This bill was a bill I mentioned yesterday. However, it was postponed to be considered today, and it would require efficiency audits for the Department of Family and Protective Services. The House General Investigating Committee started meeting this morning to discuss the ongoing issues surrounding the status of immigrants at the Texas-Mexico border. They invited the Texas Military Department, Texas Department of Public Safety, Texas Health and Human Services Commission, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, and the Office of the Attorney General to come and testify and answer questions from members on the subject. The House State Affairs Committee started meeting this morning as well. Yesterday, a committee substitute for a new draft to House Bill 3 by State Representative Dustin Burroughs was disseminated amongst the members. You may recall that this is a bill dubbed the Texas Pandemic Response Act, and Texas Scorecard has previously written about the bill that would essentially make its own section of code for how the government would respond to a pandemic aside from a normal disaster. This was originally left pending in the House State Affairs Committee after being heard over a month ago on March 11th. After its original filing, many conservative activists took issue with some of the other provisions in the bill that addressed some of the perceived controversial authorities of the governor, essentially just codifying them into law. Some of those issues were finally addressed in this new committee substitute. It's unclear as to whether the bill itself will be voted out of the House State Affairs Committee this week. The newest version does seem to address many of those initial concerns. Thus far, the House has been generally reluctant to pass anything related to emergency powers reform. The overall Senate convenes at 1 p.m. today. Bills related to the Republican Party of Texas legislative priority in children and gender modification have moved in both chambers of the legislature. Senate Bill 1311 by State Senator Bob Hall, a Republican from Edgewood, passed out of the Senate State Affairs Committee yesterday by a vote of 6 in favor and 2 opposed. Notably, another bill heard on the same day in Senate Bill 1646 by State Senator Charles Perry, a Republican from Lubbock, was heard but not voted out of the Senate State Affairs Committee as of yet. On the other side of the Capitol, the House Public Health Committee passed out House Bill 1399 by State Representative Matt Krause, a Republican from Hazlitt. They passed this out on Friday of last week by a vote of 6 in favor and 4 opposed. It has not been put on a calendar as of yet. Today is day 99 of the 140-day legislative session, meaning there are just 41 days left. The calendar deadline for pre-filed amendments to the House version of the budget being deliberated Thursday has passed, and as such, there are currently 238 pre-filed amendments. Notably, some of them are related to potential Medicaid expansion. As we've written about recently, several of the amendments deal with possible expansion of Medicaid services. It is unclear whether any of those that are offered will have Republican support, similar to some of the bills that have been filed so far this session. That's it for today's episode. Join us again tomorrow for another preview. Make sure to check out the Luke Macias Show later today over on Texas Scorecard's Facebook page. As always, check our website, texasscorecard.com, for news and commentary on a whole host of issues related to Texas politics and policy. And if you want up-to-the-minute updates, make sure to follow me on Twitter, handle @opinionatedk. I'll see you tomorrow. Take care.